This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. I'm on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. Capitalize the word America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, too. Now, joining us right now, we have Colonel Jim Warshak, who happens to be a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and is chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was started and formed as a Judeo-Christian nation. Now, Colonel, since you and I talked last week, and I've talked about this at length, I believe you and I have talked about this a couple times, about what we're seeing with Joe Biden deteriorate literally in front of our eyes. I've been talking about this for months, and ever since I picked up on what was going on, but it's getting worse right now. And when we saw him not be able to identify and recognize the Secretary of Defense, General Lloyd Austin, and then not even remember that we had a Defense Department, and he was, like, right across the way from there. I mean, my God, we've got some serious trouble. And Joe Biden, according to 50% of the country in a Rasmussen poll, is not physically or mentally fit for the job.
Well, yeah, we've talked about this a number of times, as a lot of people are talking about it now, and people are seeing every day more and more. And this episode, the other day at the Pentagon, and I say at the Pentagon because Joe Biden referred to it as that outfit over there,
yeah,
implying that he was in the White House and he was referring to that general. Well, he used to be a general.
Yeah.
As you said, Lloyd Austin, who's the Secretary of Defense.
Right.
He also started to talk, if you listen to the whole presentation he was doing, he talked about being in a Huey helicopter that crashed on top of a mountain 14,000 feet, and how the great military, U.S. military, came to rescue him, take him down the mountain.
Yep.
And people were scratching their heads and rolling their eyes saying, where is this coming from? And I did some search, and I really couldn't find anything. So I don't know if this was another one of those episodes.
Yeah.
You know, where he'd come up with stories. I guess he was under fire one time in Iraq,
yeah,
something we heard from Hillary. So the man is not only, totally incompetent of making decisions. He has no clue even where he is or what he's doing. And I think this is going to start to have a major impact on it. And I think we're going to start seeing people, even those who supported him. I mean, I've talked to a couple of people saying they're starting to get embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So you're exactly right. There's something going on here. And I think it's obviously, and it's more than early stages of dementia or Alzheimer's.
He acts like a man who may have had a stroke and nobody said anything about it.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Matt.
Yeah, and I'm afraid to, you know, I don't want to say I told you so, but I've been in an ambulance so many times, 10,000 calls over the year in the fire service, or over the years, rather, in the fire service, and several hundred calls similar to this with people in these kind of conditions. And you see it, you know what to look for, and it's right there in front of you.
Yeah, so the big question is, how long does he remain in the position of president? And
right.
How do they go about it? Because that is going to be a major issue and debate, and it's going to really impact a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may make the light come on to a lot of people
right.
that something went on here and we got this, and, you know, it'll answer a lot of questions why he stayed in the basement during the whole campaign.
Yeah. And the other thing is he has to give a major speech tomorrow night, which hopefully for him won't be much more than 10 or 15 minutes, because they're going to pass the COVID relief bill today, and I'm sure that's going to be part of what he's going to talk about tomorrow with some sort of ceremonial signing somewhere along the line. But he is not capable of standing up there for an hour and giving a Trump-like speech.
Matt, I'm afraid to say I don't think he's capable of putting together a coherent speech in 10 minutes.
Well, won't get any argument from me there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see.
They'll have to have him doped up pretty good, won't they?
You know, I'm not a medical person. I don't know what you do in a situation like that, how you can make somebody coherent for a period of time, whether there's medication or whatever, I don't know.
Well, there is, but here's the one thing about it, okay? The more pressure you put on someone, especially if they have dementia, the worse it gets.
Right.
So that's the other thing. The guy cannot handle the pressure, and if he gets it, it's going to be, you're going to watch him literally deteriorate right in front of you. All right,
yeah.
Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Worsham. And don't go anywhere, because we got to take a break, and we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And you can hear Kyle Warren. He's on here at 2 o'clock in the morning when I come on the first hour. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, and all over Florida and Tampa Bay, plus all the way up into the Midwest. And even one gentleman who came from Arizona to come over here to buy a car for his daughter who was going to the University of Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and upgrade your ride now. And by the way, if you want to sell your vehicle, take it over to Moss. Give them an opportunity to buy your vehicle. You might be surprised what you might get for it. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get a great deal on a vehicle. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best dealer in the nation is their motto. And you can check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you just might save a little bit more money. Matter of fact, when you walk in the door, tell them the captain sent you and watch and see what happens. Okay, back to Colonel Jim Warchuk, and he is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And thanks again, Colonel, for being on the program.
Absolutely, Matt.
Now, I got to talk about Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who's in big trouble in her home state with a prosecutor taking a look at her and that $155,000 payment that she made to the director of the Department of Health in Michigan to keep him quiet, it looks like, because they don't want the numbers to get out of the nursing home deaths in Michigan. Boy, that sounds familiar. And in the meantime, over in New York State, little old Cuomo, little old number six comes strolling in the door and says, hey, he accosted me too.
Yeah, well, Gretchen Whitmer, you know, we've watched her for the last year or so with some of the things she was doing with regard to the shutdown, and she was pretty radical and hard line on that, and this is coming back to bite her. And I think, you know, everything that I've looked at on her and what she did, and, you know, going along with what you were saying, yeah, she's, I'm pretty positive that she is going to either step down or she's going to be prosecuted, because you just can't hide this and you can't ignore it. And Michigan is a little bit different state than New York or Washington D.C. With regard to, you know, what the folks think, and it's not just Detroit, which is a heavy liberal Democrat area. It's the Upper Peninsula and very, very Midwestern conservative. And so I think the pressure is going to be on, and she's opened herself up just the way she performed as governor over the last year or so.
Yeah, and Cuomo, I don't know what you can say about him. We're not talking about what we should be talking about. That's the 9 to 15,000, whatever it is, people that died as a result of his orders shipping them back to the nursing homes. We're not talking about that. Instead, we're talking about all these women that are lining up.
Well, that's the more interesting thing to talk about, that's going to get headlines, because, you know, the American people are always looking for salacious stories and things like that, particularly with politicians. And, you know, you can go back to Bill Clinton and many of the other, you know, political figures who have had this kind of situation come upon them. And this is prime for Cuomo. And, you know, like I said with you during the break, he's got two doors to pick, and one is this woman thing, and the other is the COVID deaths in the nursing home. So which one do you want to elevate to be the one that you want to talk about? Because he's got nothing else to talk about. It's either one or the other, or a combination of both of which will basically potentially get rid of him.
Yeah, now, the other thing that's going on here is in Texas, we've got a real, real mess. Texas Governor Abbott this week ordered his National Guard to the border to help out down there. The Department of Public Safety state troopers, he's moved a lot of assets that were on the border, moved off the border back down to the border, because the feds aren't doing their fair share of what they should be doing. As a matter of fact, to be very blunt, Texas Governor Abbott said that the feds are doing nothing on the border after he's been warning them for literally months what was going on down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And he is basically calling out the Biden administration to show the world, so to speak, this is what's going on. And I've been following it pretty closely. The number of people, they're overwhelmed. They are pulling border patrol off of the Canadian border and sending them down there, and that's how bad it is. But it's not enough, and Governor Abbott has called up his own National Guard and using his own law enforcement in Texas to try to get a handle on it. And, of course, you know, we're seeing the increase in number of kids, and this is all due to the Biden policy of the border is open, and that has a major strategic impact, and it has resonated through Central America to and the caravans have started. Of course, there's organizations down there working through the U.S. embassies to move these people forward because they want to, you know, this is really to counter everything that Donald Trump did with the wall. He pretty much had everything sealed. We saw coming down to just trickles and the border patrols being effective from California to Texas as well as the immigration service and doing the things they need to do. They basically have been told just to stand back and let people in. And the big thing is the number of people with the virus who are coming across, they're getting checked. Okay, you've got the virus, but it takes several days to get the test back, but they're not putting them in holding positions. They're just letting them continue on. And their tests are coming back and saying, oh, I think last week was 108 people had the virus. Mm-hmm. Who knows how many didn't get checked or how many got through. Mm-hmm. And it shows the hypocrisy of the current regime of how they're treating it. It's okay for illegals to go through, but it's not okay for Americans to go from one state to the other.
They're having to hire Mexican buses now on both the American side of the border and the Mexican side of the border because the American drivers, the Greyhound bus drivers down there, will not load any of these immigrants on board their buses unless they are proven to be non-coronavirus contagious.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there were a number of agreements made by the Trump administration with Mexico, with Honduras, Guatemala, and the others on how to handle those who were trying to come. And those governments agreed with the Trump administration to curtail any movement of people, and now all that's being undone. So we're seeing everything just totally reversed. And, you know, I almost look at it from the standpoint they're doing it just to put the finger in the eye of Trump. Okay, you stopped it. You were effective in doing this. Now we're going to show you, you know, we're going to get even and let this happen. And that's what's going on.
By the way, were you involved with Noriega back in Panama?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, now we've got the Honduran president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, who apparently helped to smuggle tons of cocaine into the United States, for which he was getting paid handsomely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always, you know, water always finds the appropriate level to flow, and it happened in Honduras. If it's not there, it's going to be another one.
All right, sir, thank you very much. We will talk to you next week, unless I see you along the line somewhere sooner.
Will do. Thanks, Matt.
All right, thank you very much. That's Colonel Jim Warshak, everybody, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party and retired United States Air Force colonel as well. I'll be right back. Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback, coming on. Don't go nowhere.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives will vote on Wednesday to approve President Biden's $2,000 billion coronavirus stimulus package. With not enough Republicans to block the measure, it should get passed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "It is a remarkable, historic, transformative piece of legislation that goes a long way toward crushing the virus and solving our economic crisis." End quote. Another woman has come forward accusing Emmy Award-winning New York Governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, of sexual harassment. This complaint is reportedly from a member of Cuomo's executive chamber staff. The woman alleged Cuomo inappropriately touched her late last year at the governor's mansion, where she was called to work. This brings the number of women to six, now accusing Cuomo of sexual misconduct. Cuomo denies any wrongdoing. Last week, Rasmussen conducted a 1,000-person poll. Half of America doubts 78-year-old President Biden is physically or mentally fit to be president. The poll has a 3% margin for error. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it's Brooke's here. She's on Tuesday mornings. You hear her right here in hour number four at the bottom of the hour. So make sure you catch her on Tuesdays on the program. And by the way, it's every other Tuesday, first and third Tuesday of the month. That's what she's doing now. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, Two Guys Gun Show, I want you to check out their website, twoguysshows.com. The reason for that is because you're going to be able to see the schedule, and if you want to take the concealed carry class, you can actually sign up online and get that all done, so you don't need to worry about that. But the thing is that Two Guys Gun Shows are back, and better than ever. They'll be up in Brooksville Saturday and Sunday at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Now, I'll be there on Saturday, and I'm not sure which one of the two buildings I'll be in, the exhibition hall or the building next door to it, but just look for the banner up on the wall, and you'll find me there, and look forward to saying howdy, howdy to you. I'll have some free stuff I'll be giving away. And on Saturday, if you want to take the concealed carry class, it starts at 2 o'clock, so you can either sign up online by going to the website, twoguysshows.com, or show up and make sure you get that done right away so you can get in the class. Now, that being said, on Sunday, they'll be there from 9 to 3, and the class on Sunday starts at 12:30 p.m. Don't forget the website, twoguysshows.com, and remember, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as private collections that Two Guys Shows embraces. They've also got a large selection of knives there. You'll find some other personal protection gear there. And a military surplus, yep, got it. Hunting and fishing, yep, got it. Bows and arrows, yep, got it. And all kinds of different things there that you might not expect to see that they'll have. So stop by. I'll see you there Saturday. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you when you sign up for that class. All righty. On the phone line, we've got the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
We've got some real, real, real nonsensical things going on. Now they're trying to rip you off with, quote, surveys about the vaccine that you've taken, if you've taken the shots. Have you heard about that?
No.
I got something yesterday from the United Kingdom. United Kingdom. It was cloaked. You had to look to see where the IP was and where the address was at the top. About, if you're taking Moderna, and I don't know how they knew this, if you're taking the Moderna vaccine, we want to hear from you about your experience, and we'll give you $90 to take this test, do this questionnaire and fill out this survey, blah, 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 and all that sort of stuff. Naturally, it's going to get people's attention, right?
Yeah, exactly. People looking at
But guess who's not doing a survey? Moderna.
Exactly.
This was not even Moderna. This was not even Moderna. So,
yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah, you got to be careful. There's so many different scams out there nowadays. And, you know, people just have to be diligent and be careful about, you know, especially giving out information over the phone, even clicking on links, you know, that come to your phone via text message. You know, I get them all the time. They'll send me a link that'll say, hey, is this property still available? And it'll look like some type of a fake link. I don't even click on it because I know it's a scam.
Or they're trying to hack you.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to hack you. Once you click on that link, they're going to be able to access your device. And that's where you lose right off the bat.
But this is the latest thing, folks. If you haven't seen it, you probably will if you had the vaccine. And I don't know where they got this information from, although they might have hacked. There's been a lot of hacking going on lately. They might have hacked and gotten the information off somebody's one of the drug company's websites, and that's how they got your email or whatnot. They actually knew that I'd taken a Moderna vaccine.
Yeah, that's interesting. What about the reactions to the vaccine? I know some people have had some adverse reactions, and have you heard anything about, you know, that and even death?
None of my friends have had a problem. Not one, nor have I.
Yeah.
None. Now, again, that's the one that I took was a Moderna. I don't know about the Johnson & Johnson and that other stuff. So, you know, it may vary with some other things. I've heard what you've heard, but I'm not hearing it from the people who have had the shots.
Yeah, people let me know. So just depends on the sample size, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Okay, now let's move along here because you got a lot of stuff going on here. Of course, when it comes to consumer issues and this, that, and the other, I always recommend that people, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't true.
Absolutely. That's right.
Now,
yeah, especially in real estate, too, you see it sometimes as well. You know, people putting out properties for rent, you know, that looks like it's a property that's for rent, but it's actually a listing that's for sale, and it's just someone spoofing that ad, creating a separate ad, and then offering it out as rent. So be careful where you mail your deposit checks, because if you mail it to a P.O. box, you're never going to get your money back again.
Now, how is this title thing working, where they're stealing people's titles from their homes right off from underneath them?
Yeah, that's the big one, too. Title fraud is really big. It's a fast-growing crime, white-collar crime. You know, in the United States, and they essentially, what they'll do is a quick claim deed. They'll quick claim it over, and you know, that's one of the challenges with the way that we record all of our public records. Public record is recorded, and now with the internet, you can go and access people's information online. So they'll just record a quick claim deed and take out a mortgage against that home, claiming that they own it, so they'll finance, you know, have some money financed. Next thing you know, you're getting calls from a lender saying you're behind on the payments, or even worse, a deputy showing up, you know, ready for an eviction, giving you a 3-day notice on an eviction. So yeah, it's a little more detailed than that. I don't want to give out exactly, you know, the blueprint there, but yeah, you got to get one of our contributors, Kevin Overstreet, has a product called Title Lock. He's right here based in Tampa. It's Home Title Lock. something along those lines. The name will come to me here in a moment, but it's something similar to the different national advertisements you see with, you know, protecting your home.
Okay. Now, you're a dog lover, right?
Yes.
What'd you think about Major Biden? That's the dog's name. Major Biden, the 3-year-old German Shepherd, biting one of the White House security officers.
Yeah, I just heard about it in passing. I didn't really read the whole story or anything, but yeah, I heard about that. Pretty interesting, though.
Yeah, there was even some talk about putting the dog down and all that sort of stuff. I don't think that's needed.
No. Just depending on what the severity was or what the circumstances were. But
you just need to train the dog, and they have people that will do that. And if the Bidens can't do it, they got somebody else. But you know, it figures. If it doesn't happen to anybody, it figures. Okay, let's ask you a question about this. The stimulus checks are coming. Probably will be in most everybody's hands by the end of the month because they're going to pass the stimulus bill today in the House of Representatives. It's going to go over to Joe Biden for signature. He's going to be giving a major speech tomorrow. I would suspect he may also tie that into a signing of the bill. That's my guess. What do you think?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, I just think it's overdone. I think these trillions of dollars that we're printing and, you know, it's loaded with slush funds for, Democrats and bailing out blue states, I don't agree with it. I think we've printed way too much money and we're jeopardizing our future now. So, but yeah, it's...
Well, we're totally beyond that. By the way, your website is Consumer Quarterback, or wait a minute, ConsumerQB.com, right?
That's right, ConsumerQB.com. Yes, sir.
What's your phone number?
Yeah, people can reach me at 813-750-0550, and you can call or text that line. It's 813-750-0550. And, of course, we can help you with your real estate deals as well, buying, selling, or investing, you know, here in Tampa Bay and throughout the United States.
All right. And we will be talking to you next week. The music's going to be coming up in my ear in just a second. I hear it right now. So I will talk to you next week, same time, same bat channel. Stay out of trouble. And we'll be in touch about that thing you asked me to do.
Okay, buddy. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right. Appreciate it. Yep. Thank you very much. And that's Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback. ConsumerQB.com, the website, and he has his show, the Consumer Quarterback, weekday afternoons from 4 to 5 on my flagship station right here in Tampa if you want to give a listen. And he'll try to help you anywhere in the country. Any kind of problems you've got anywhere in the country, he'll try to work with you. So that's pretty important, too. All right, we will be right back with the final segment. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget, Dominic's is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores. So you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store. And remember, you can also give them a call, 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service, and all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, real quick to the phone lines. What's on your mind there, Mel?
Well, you know, Captain, I like to say horses and dogs are like creatures of habit. Well, that dog probably got tired of getting chased by a naked guy just getting out of the shower, getting ready to grab him by his tail.
Oh.
Crazy Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, this was a security guy he went after, one of the
Secret Service. Yeah, well, he probably thought it was Joe getting ready to grab him by his tail again.
Mm-hmm.
A naked Uncle Joe getting out of the shower. But anyway, Captain, I guess you can get the punchline. So anyway, I'll talk to you.
I did, but it is what it is. You know, I mean, geez, they were talking about putting the dog down because of that. Unbelievable. Okay, 50% of the country is not confident that Joe Biden is physically and mentally able to do the job as President of the United States. Again, that's a Rasmussen poll. We've been talking about it all night. I've talked about it for weeks here in the program, and it's obvious. It's obvious. There is no doubt about it. Anybody that knows anything about medical situations, you've had perhaps a parent or a relative, an elderly person that suffered from dementia, or maybe they've had a stroke and you've seen what they've gone through. You're watching it in Joe Biden. You're actually watching it in Joe Biden with what's transpiring right now. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Democrats' COVID stimulus bill, which includes $121 billion worth of long-term pork. Now, that some of this money goes out into the distance for different programs and things that they've got going on. And this is what we were talking about earlier. Kyle and I talked about it. Denise and I talked about it. Chris and I talked about it. Colonel Jim and I didn't really get into it about that. But some of this money is put out there far enough to where they're going to keep things going. By the way, you heard us talk about Twitter. Denise talked about it. Twitter has sued Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, claiming retaliation over the Trump ban that they've got. Because Ken Paxton in Texas is going after Twitter and Facebook when it comes to First Amendment rights. And we'll see where all of that goes. That's fixing to get real. That's fixing to get real interesting here real quick. By the way, as I told you a little while ago here, we are going to be coming to Brooksville on Saturday at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Hillsborough County. I'm sorry, at the fairgrounds in Hernando County, and I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. I may leave a little earlier. It depends on what's going on. Sometimes I leave at 2 o'clock, but for the most part, I'll be there from 9 to 3. So stop by and say howdy, howdy, and you'll get a chance to meet a couple of, I think we're going to have one of my radio buddies up there going to come visit us, JW. From the local station, we'll see. By the way, also coming up for you to mark on your calendars, March the 27th, I'll be in Newport Richey at Moss Nissan for a tailgate party. You can come up there from noon to 3. It's just a get-together of a bunch of people. Going to have some free food. If you want to take a nice demo, test drive, and a brand-new Nissan Rogue and find out how they've redesigned those and made those really something, you can do that. Or you can just sit around and talk to a bunch of people and have a good old time from noon to 3 on March the 27th at Moss Nissan up there, State Route 54 and U.S. 19. And then I'm looking forward to the 13th anniversary birthday party. The 13th anniversary of the Tea Party Manatee on April the 13th at Mixon's in Bradenton. Now, we're going to be out back in the pavilion. That's the outdoor area back there. We're going to be out back in the pavilion, and everything will start at about 6 p.m. There will be food there, and there'll be a lot of like-minded people. They're going to have some great speakers. As a matter of fact, one of the speakers that will be there besides myself is Sam Sorbo. She, of course, is the wife of Kevin Sorbo, the movie actor, Mr. Hercules. And she's also written a book, and she also has a radio show, too. But you'll be able to meet her and listen to what she has to say. It's going to be interesting, very interesting. Be a great night in Bradenton, always is. And this is the 13th. It's hard to believe this is the 13th anniversary of the Tea Party Manatee, one of the oldest Tea Party groups in the country, let alone the state of Florida. By the way, somebody was having a problem playing the Dr. Fauci tape in the chat room. Don't know why, because I will play it for you right now. But I have a tape here of Dr. Fauci, and this is something that he had to say a few months back. And if you listen to what he said, apply this to today and just listen to what little Dr. Fauci had to say.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
Isn't that something? Fauci, in his own words about 6 months ago. What changed? Nothing. How about Minneapolis, St. Paul, George, the riots, all that stuff up there? Oh, there's going to be, nobody's going to mask, they're all going to get COVID, they're all going to die. Never happened. How about the Super Bowl, Tampa? Oh, my God, they're running around without masks. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, look at these. Didn't happen. How about spring break? How about spring break? Let's see what happens there. Now, they're way overdoing this. We all know that. And I realize they're erring on the side of caution because nobody wants to get sued. And that's what they're all afraid of. Oh, my God, we might get sued because somebody gets COVID or whatever. Well, you know, we live in a country that's lawsuit happy, right? So get over it. But I'll tell you, I can't wait for tomorrow. Brings another day into the mix there. We're going to see what happens because today the COVID stimulus package will be passed by the House. And then it will go to Joe Biden for signature. He'll probably, I'm going to guess he'll probably sign it tomorrow, part of his speech, his Thursday big speech he's given. That, for his sake, I hope doesn't last much more than 10 to 15 minutes because he just isn't capable of doing it. Hate to keep saying it, but it's true. All right. Have yourself a good day. Be safe. Stay dry. Enjoy the sun if you're out here.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.